The Philippines just can't catch a break. Despite increasing harassment, the gospel continues to spread in North Korea, and big dreams yield bigger harvests in India. We'll tell you that and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While the Philippines continues reeling from Typhoon Haiyan, now torrential rains are creating even more catastrophe. Executive Director of World Mission Greg Kelly says their partners are
responding to about 4 feet of rain just in the month of January that has just created all kinds of havoc with floods and landslides. And what they're saying is about 800,000 people have been affected in southern the Philippines, with 120,000 of them actually being displaced from their homes.
40 people have lost their lives. In one area, 44 villages are totally underwater. Kelly says they're providing relief and more.
We're just trying to get water and food to the evacuees. So that's the plea right now. In that effort, we do everything in the context of Bible distribution.
The goal is to provide the treasure, solar-powered audio Bibles, along with the aid. You can help through a link at our new website. We turn next to another group cleaning up after Haiyan in the Philippines. Food for the Hungry has been helping families with food and shelter since November. Now they're opening child-friendly spaces, safe places where children can go while their parents seek work. Child trafficking was a problem before Haiyan hit. Now kids are even more at risk. Find details at our website. Pray these child-friendly spaces provide the protection kids need. This is Mission Network News. The Pew Research Center says religious hostilities are at a six-year high. No surprise there if you've been following what's been happening to Christians in the Arab Spring countries. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton, notes,
it's interesting to see that their figures and what they're tracking matches very closely what we have been tracking for years here at the Voice of the Martyrs.
One big hole in the data, North Korea. Where is it?
The Pew folks say they don't list North Korea because of a lack of data.
Information is so tightly controlled, it's hard to know exactly how bad it is for the Christians they persecute. The trends this report reveals indicate there's a lot of work to do.
If you want to come alongside persecuted Christians, there's a lot of places where they are and where they need our assistance and need our help.
The plight of believers in many of these countries is relatively unknown. Awareness can lead to Great Commission action. Find out more about this story at our website.
This report puts it on the radar of our nation. It raises the topic for discussion in circles here in the United States, because we want Christians here in the United States to know what's happening.
Meanwhile, the gospel's advancing despite North Korea's persecution. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Mission, supports the work of an underground church planning ministry. The group teaches church leaders how to share the gospel in the world's most dangerous place to be a Christian. They're asking Christian Aid to help them financially. Most importantly, they need prayer partners. Will you come alongside them? We'll connect you at our new website. And Indigenous outreach is yielding a spiritual harvest in India. Jonathan Shibley of Global Advance says they're taking a back seat to national pastors.
Our role, and it's a thrilling role, is just to be a great junior partner in whatever way we can to encourage them, to equip them.
Normally, Global Advance equips leaders through a conference, but they found smaller group trainings are more successful in this situation. They're also teaching the workers a new approach.
When they engage a new village or a new people, is go in and be a solution provider and a partner with the locals first. And then that opens the door to share the good news of Christ.
Pray for protection as national believers reach out. Visit us online for more ways to help.
The best way that the West can serve in this capacity is just to be an encourager and to be a junior partner to what they're doing.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to help you pray for Russia and Eurasia. When you support Russian Ministries' Olympic Bible Outreach, they'll send you the colorful 2014 Eurasia Prayer Guide. $10 provides 20 Gospels of John for those searching at the Olympics in Russia. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.